Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I'm Shane. I'm the pastor of this church. And today we are into our week four of the sermon series called I Am. It's a sermon series about Jesus' I Am statements in the Gospel of John. And it will help us to understand who Jesus truly is and why he is God. He is our Savior. And so today's title is called I Am the Light of the World. I am the light of the world. You know, one night last week, I was busy working on something. And I was working very late, and after my children had already gone to bed, already fell asleep. And I realized, as I'm finishing up, I realized that, hey, I haven't kissed them goodnight. Hey, I haven't prayed for them. So I went to their rooms, and I went to Hannah's room first. And as I opened the door, I didn't turn on the light because I didn't want to wake her up. So I just leaned over, and I kissed her on her forehead, and I whispering, Daddy loves you so much. And then I pray a short prayer for her. And then I sneaked into Channing's room. You know, when Channing is asleep, the whole world becomes so peaceful. So I opened the door. Everything in the room was so quiet. So quiet. And I was standing by the door and looking at my son and thinking, wow, you know, I should be more patient with this boy. Right, and I thought about all the times I had been frustrated with him. I thought about how I could be more understanding, gentler, and kinder to him. So I walked quietly in the dark towards him. I was thinking, be patient. This is my son. I love him so much. Then I stepped on the Lego. You have no idea how painful it is stepping on the small piece of Lego, and how many times I have told him to put away his Lego. So immediately I forgot all about patience, gentleness, kindness, because we need to talk now, boy. We all know how they feel to walk in the dark, right? In the dark, we cannot see clearly. And in the dark, we bump into things, we misjudge what's in front of us, and sometimes life can feel like walking through a dark room, trying not to stumble. It was hard. It was very hard to find our way out by ourselves in the darkness. But the good news is we don't have to stay in the darkness. We don't have to find our way out by ourselves because there is a light for the path. There is a direction for our lives. Hallelujah. Let's go to the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. What an amazing promise. Jesus doesn't say, hey, I know where the light is. Okay, let's find it out. Or he doesn't say, hey, I can teach you about the light. You need to find it out. He says, I am the light right in front of you, and I'm here for you. In the Gospel of John, later on, chapter 12, verse 46, Jesus declared again, I have come into the world as the light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. I have come into the world as a light. So when life feels confusing, Jesus is the light. When future feels uncertain, Jesus is the light. When sin has darkened human heart, Jesus is the light. So Christianity is not about us finding our way to God in the darkness. It is that Jesus, the light, has come to us. So the question is simple. If Jesus is the light, how should we respond to him? What's our response to the light? That brings us to the first response to Jesus' word. Number one, come to the light. Come to the light. John 6, 37 to 39, Jesus says, "Oh, those the Father gives me will come to me. And whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day." This is a powerful promise of Jesus. He's saying that anyone who comes to him will not be rejected. Jesus does not push people away. He does not turn people back. He receives them, keeps them, and gives and protects them, bring them safely to the end. And this shows us the heart of God. Jesus has come into the world as a light. He does not shine light into our lives to expose us in public, or to condemn us, or to shame us. He shines light to save us, to heal us, and to give us new life in its fullness. That's the light of Jesus Christ. If you are not a believer yet, my dear friends, this is his invitation to you. He loves you. He died for you. He offers forgiveness for your past. Bible calls us to repent and believe. That means turning away from the old way of life and trusting in Jesus for your salvation. He is the only way, and he is the light of the world. And if you are already a Christian, my brothers or sisters, don't turn away from Jesus when you fail. Many people hide when they mess up, right? Because we feel shame. So we stay away from God. Exactly like Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden. But Jesus does not say, "Hey, go away. I don't want to see you again." No, he said, "Come to me. Come to me. Whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. I will never lose any one of you." So listen, that was not the first time I stepped on the Lego in Channing's room. And let me tell you, it will not be the last time either. But you know what? I still love him. I will still kiss him goodnight, and I will still walk into his room with slippers on, okay? Why I keep doing that to him? Because he's my son. I love him. The moment you put your faith in Jesus Christ, you became God's son. You became God's daughter. He always loves you. He always loves you. He always wants to show grace to you, even when you fail. So come back to him. Receive his forgiveness again. He will not reject you. This is what grace is about. So don't stay in the dark. Don't hide in shame. Come to the light. Come back to the light. And the next step is we need to walk in the light. We come to the light, and then we keep walking in the light. 1 John 1, 5 to 7, John says, "This is the message we have heard from him, Jesus, and declare to you, God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and we do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. See, Jesus not only brings us into the light, he also teaches us to walk in the light. So coming to the light is the beginning of Christian life. Walking in the light is the rest of the journey. In the Old Testament, God led Israel through the wilderness with a pillar of fire at night to brighten the way in front of them. You see, people did not always know where they were going. They didn't know where the promised land was. They could not see the whole journey, but they could see the light, and they were called to follow it one step at a time. The Christian life is often like that. Most of the time, we cannot see God's whole plan. We do not know what tomorrow will bring, but God asks us to trust him and keep following him one step at a time. So our job is not to figure out when Jesus will come back, right? When is the end of the world? Our job is to trust him one step at a time and keep walking in the light. So walking in the light is a journey. It means living as a disciple of Jesus every day. It means listening to his word, following his teaching, praying, serving, and becoming more like him one step at a time. But there's something else in this passage, very important. John says that when we walk in the light, we have a fellowship with one another. Fellowship. In other words, walking in the light is not a solo journey. You know, we are not called to be a lone ranger. Christianity is not meant to live alone. God has given us a church so that we can encourage one another, support one another, learn from each other, pray for one another, and help each other follow Jesus. Keep walking in the light as a church. So one of the lies the devil wants us to believe is this. Hey, when you fail, when you have doubts, when you struggle, don't let anyone know. Keep it to yourself. Hide it. Pretend everything is fine, because if people knew, they would say, hey, you are not a good Christian. You are not faithful to God. So we even stop coming to small groups. Sometimes we even don't want to go to the church because we don't want people to know what's happening in our lives. And eventually we drift away and isolate ourselves from the body of Christ. And that's not God's purpose for your life. That's the devil's lie. That's not walking in the light. Walking in the light means bringing your struggle into the light, allowing people who truly care for you, people you can trust, to journey with you together. Because we all need each other on this journey. John says that as we walk in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us, purifies us from all sin. Hey, I have self-doubt all the time. I struggle with my weaknesses all the time. You know, nobody is holier than the rest of us. We all need each other. We all need God's grace. We all need one another to encourage us, support us, and hold us accountable along the journey. So the Christian life is not about never stumbling. It's about never giving up. It's about getting up again, standing with each other, and continue to follow Jesus Christ. So my friends, don't walk alone. Don't walk alone. Don't isolate yourself. Don't let your apartment isolate yourself. Don't let the language barrier separate you. Don't let your past hold you back. Stay close to Jesus. Stay connected to his people. Stay in the church. Stay close to each other because we are called to walk in the light together. This is the last response we need to have. We come to the light, then we walk in the light. Now we need to be the light. Be the light. Matthew 5, 14 to 16. Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand. It gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." So Jesus calls us to come to the light, walk in the light, and be the light. So if coming to the light is the starting point and walking in the light is the journey, then being the light is the purpose. Being the light is the purpose. 2 weeks ago, I was preaching at a Big Night Out youth event at our Botany campus. And the whole auditorium was packed with young people from all the campuses. You know, then youth from our campus, from city campus, man, they are so lovely. They are so supportive. They made a sign like this. Whew. They say, "We follow Pastor Shane as he follows Jesus." Man, they lift the bar too high for me. I was deeply touched by it. And I appreciate their love and encouragement. So after the event, I put the sign in my car, right? Because I haven't figured out where to put this. And then one day I was praying. While I was praying, you know, God showed me something deeper. I feel the urge to take the sign out of my car because this sign is not to make me feel good about myself. It's not saying, "Hey, Shane, look how popular you are now." No, it's saying, "Hey, Shane, be careful how you live." Because if young people see you as their example, if they follow your example, you must make sure you are following Jesus. So now, I put this sign right in the middle of my desk at home. So every morning when I have my quiet time, this sign reminds me of my responsibility. This sign holds me accountable. And this sign reminds me that I'm called to be the light. Yeah. Friends, I don't think this is just a message for me. This is a message for every Christian. Listen, you may not stand on the stage preaching a sermon, but someone in your life is watching you, my friend. Someone probably is filming you nowadays. Hey, come on. Hey, I think I preached a good sermon at the youth night, but they only recorded the moonwalk. I mean, which, it's like, you know, they only enjoy the garlic bread without the main dish. I mean, come on. So that's life, right? People don't always see the things we want them to see. They don't always see us the way we want to be seen. Because somebody in your life is learning what Jesus is like by observing you, listening to you, and being influenced by you. Because most of the people in today's world, they have never read the Bible. They have never walked into the church. But you can be the closest picture of Jesus they will ever see. So people are following you as you are following Jesus Christ. And that's why God has placed you in that office. That's why God has placed you in that classroom, in that apartment, in that neighborhood. Jesus says, you are the light of the world. His light is now shining through you. Hey, don't get me wrong. That's not me. You need to be perfect. Oh, you need to have all the answers. No, that means Jesus is working in your life and people can see it. So what does it look like to be the light? We are the light when we tell the truth. We are the light when we choose to forgive. We are the light when we bear the fruit of the Spirit. And we are the light when we keep following Jesus Christ, even when faith is not popular. Listen to this. Today, popularity is the God, is the idol everybody worship. Right? How many followers we have, I have, how many likes or love hearts, you know, clicked on my Facebook post. Popularity is the new idol to everyone. But we are not called to be popular. We are called to be faithful. Jesus changed the world without winning the popular vote. He was rejected and crucified, but he rose from the dead. So friends, popularity draws a crowd, but faithfulness pleases God. You make the choice. We are not called to be popular. We are called to be faithful. So come to the light. Walk in the light and be the light. Worship team, please come up. You know, by the way, you know, we already started our region project, you know, rebuilding our growth track room. You know, change it into a multifunctional meeting room. And it will finish, I think, this week, this coming week. And, you know, nowadays the light fitting is totally different level, right? And now all the light switch, they got a dimmer switch, right? But that's not in our quotation, okay? I just use that. The dimmer switch, you can dim up the brightness of the light, or you can dim down the brightness of the light. So here's the thing, the light has come to you and Jesus is already in you, my brothers and sisters. So my question is, what is the one thing you can do now to dim up the brightness of the light in you? To turn the dimmer up a little bit. What is the one thing you can do? Because the light, exactly the same light we all have, is already in you. But the dimmer is in your hand. What is the one thing you can do now? Maybe it's just a bad habit you need to quit, but God has been speaking to you about this habit for a long time. Or maybe it's a new habit you need to start. Or maybe just simply change the way you talk to people. Or maybe you need to change the way you listen to people. But whatever it is, what's the one thing you can do now to turn the dimmer up so that your light can be brighter for others to see? So if you have never followed Jesus, today, this is his invitation to you. Come to the light. Come to him. Jesus offers forgiveness, offers new life for you now. Or maybe you are already a Christian, but now you feel far from God. The invitation is the same. Come back to the light. Come back to him. There is grace for you. And Jesus offers you a fresh start today. So now I'm going to lead you into a prayer. By praying this prayer, you are opening your heart. You're coming back to the Lord. You're coming back into the light. And you are receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior. How about that? Let's bow our heads, take a moment to prepare ourselves. Don't let the devil's lie deceive you, my friends. Don't isolate you from the body of Christ. Don't let the past hold you back. We all have messed up. We all made mistakes some point in life. The Bible says we all have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. None of us can meet God's perfect standard. That's why Jesus came to the world as light. He offers forgiveness for our past, hope for our future, new life for us now, an eternal life with God in heaven. So if that's you, if you want to choose Jesus, receive him as your Lord and Savior, or if you want to come back to him today, please pray this prayer by following me. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for being the light of my life. Thank you for saving me. I know I'm a sinner, and I know you died for me. Today, I open my heart to receive you as my Lord and Savior. And I choose from today to turn away from my old life and turn to you. Please help me walk in the light and be the light. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.